2 for the radio check.
Station was radio check. You're a little noisy, but you are making the machine, but hard to read. K2TXJ.
ULP, Kilo, Oscar, 4 Uniform, Lima, Papa, Image Monitoring. 4 ULP, Kilo, Oscar, 4 Uniform, Lima, Papa, Image Monitoring.
KO4, ULP, Monitoring. KO4, ULP, Kilo, Oscar, 4 Uniform, Lima, Papa. Trying out Echo Link. Any station copy?
Alexander, KO4, Uniform, Lima, Papa. W4, never give up.
Alright, I'm just trying out Echo Link here. I got an iPad, I like to say, you know, chat spoiled me, gave me an HF radio, and then with the HF radio, gave me an iPad, so trying out Echo Link. Am I sounding clear?
Very good. Glad you made it through that process. That's a little bit treacherous, getting your Echo Link approved and the verifications they want. So, man, you just keep jumping over the hurdles. Nothing's stopping you.
I set up the iPad, so he did all the setting up. So, I don't know, when he gave me the iPad, you know, we just waiting for Echo Link to be approved. And then, they, you know, just got approved. So, this is my first contact using Echo Link. You know, plan to go to different countries and try them, but I wasn't having much success and couldn't even find the repeater book. Then I finally found them, you know, tapped it, and now we're able to get somebody.
Yep. Did I hear you say the other day that somebody had given you an HF rig?
Chad did. His call sign is KO4NUE. He gave me an HF radio. Along with the HF radio, he gave me an iPad. I wasn't expecting the iPad. You're like, here's the manual, here's an iPad, and, you know, gave me the HF radio. I don't have an antenna for it yet. It's a 10-tech. It's an older one, but he demonstrates to me it receives and transmits fine.
They're good radios. They, I believe I'm correct. They were made in Tennessee for years. I think they were out of business, and then on a limited basis, they came back in business. I don't know if they're still around now or not, but it's a good radio, that's for sure.
For that, they're in Tennessee. Somebody said another company bought them out. I'm not sure what happened, you know. This is my first time to actually hear this of the company, so I'm excited to get into HF. If you don't mind, right here, I'm going to sign off and use the real radio. I prefer that better.
Alexander, nice to talk with you. W4, November Golf Uniform, standing by.
W4MO.
Going.
Well, Phil, I was getting ready to answer Alexander, and I heard you answer him up, so I just was listening as I coming through Woodruff here. Are you going into the meeting tonight?
No, I'm not going to make it tonight. I just got back from seeing my dad in rehab and just got some things to do tonight. Not going to make it, but sounded like it's going to be a big group tonight. I got a buddy out in Montana. I think it's Montana. Elk hunting. He just got a big buck. He sent me a picture of it and said just about killed him. Him and some other guys dragging it back in 9 miles.
Alexander. Well, Phil, I actually had a 7-pointer in my crosshairs today, but I couldn't get him pointed in the right direction. My shot was going to be in his posterior, and I didn't want to do that, so I didn't take the shot.
We got him. Over here on 85. These people are wild today. Talk to Alexander, and I'll be listening. I'll jump in later, maybe. W4. NGU.
LP. How's your day going so far?
It's another day. I'm upright, so I guess that's a positive thing. but they had to come pick my tractor up today to take it to the shop to do repairs, and I've just been tinkering, trying to fill up time, but yeah, your radio sounds a whole lot better than what it did going through EchoLink, so I'm glad you switched over.
Have a mic in my hand over iPad.
Understand that, calling the net before I've actually done it on EchoLink a couple of times, and I do not prefer that. I'd rather have the radio.
I enjoy the radio. You know, Jared gave me an iPad along with an HF radio, so, you know, it's my first digital computer thing that I've owned, and, you know, I'm just playing around with it. It'd be fun to make contacts in other places.
Coming to test Saturday, are you?
Saturday? No, I don't think so.
I would ask, since you're progressing so much, or so quickly, I should say, yeah, we're having SEC testing Saturday at the Red Cross.
We'll do Saturday, so I had to do my test online, so I don't know if I'll be able to. I'd prefer doing it in person test, but they're all on Saturdays, from what I heard.
Well, I'm one of the DEs, so, yeah, love to have you come in and test. And like I said, when I was speaking to you, I think it was Tuesday night I was talking to you. If you need any help getting prepared for the general, let us know.
Picked what method I'm going to use to study. Gary, I talked to him on here. He said he did a YouTube class, and then, you know, there's lots of other digital tools, and then there's books I can purchase. I'm not sure which one I'm going to do yet.
Yes, myself and Dave helped Gary Whiskey for Echo Yankee and the classes, especially when we're doing the in-person classes. I haven't helped him too much with the YouTube. I don't like the video being the only means of teaching, so, anyway we can help you, let us know.
Then about the in-person classes, you know, if you guys are planning to do another one for general anytime soon, and what day of the week do you normally do them on?
We've talked about now. I don't know if we're actually going to make it happen, but we were talking about having starting in-person classes again at the beginning of the year. And if we do, it should be for our general and extra classes we do on Tuesdays and our technicians on Wednesdays.
That would work for me. I don't know. I now tend, you know, to hold off and wait till the end of the year for start time for my general, because I'd like to do an in-person class.
Saying that, I'm the same way, but if you decide to go ahead and tackle it on your own, like I said, if you need any assistance, just let us know.
So if you guys decide for sure on doing that, that'd be something that I'd be interested in doing.
We haven't actually talked about it yet, but we normally try to do, if I'm not mistaken, we try to do the general classes in the spring and the extra in the fall. But like I said, right now it is still an idea. We're still trying to recover from COVID.
I wouldn't mean that. It'd be fun to actually learn in person from someone. So how long do the classes generally last?
It varies. We've done them a little longer, and we've done them a little shorter. Normally the general will usually be about four months, Tuesday night.
So, that might be doable. So do you, go through, a textbook, or, what do you do in the class?
Everything around the textbook, the latest text that has been printed out, and but we do everything As visuals on the board, we do PowerPoint presentations and also bring in some equipment to have some hands-on. But, if you go to YouTube and pull up Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, you can actually see our classes and how we format it and how we try to do them.
Watched some of the technician class because he's thinking about getting his technician license, and I watched like 30 seconds of the general, so rather doing it in person or doing it in person class, I'd rather wait than do it over the internet.
Everybody learns a little differently. Some people are auditory, some people are visual, some people have to have hands-on. Everybody's a little different. So we try to incorporate as much as we can to make it a smooth transition for everybody.
Is the general much harder than the technician, or would you suggest or going to a class? And one more question, do the classes cost?
They're free. There's no charge for them. Everybody's a little different. Honestly, in my opinion, the general was a harder test than the extra. And it's not because it is harder. The extra is twice as many questions. But the general, going from technician to general is a big step. A whole lot of different concepts being thrown at you to where once you get your general, the extra, even though it's a whole lot more information, pretty much builds on the general and expands it even further. So it was harder for me to make the jump from technician to general than it was from general to extra.
Same to you guys. I normally hear that it's a bigger step from general to extra, and it's a small step between technician and general, but, everybody's different. So, as you said, I struggle a little bit with the technician when I first started. It all sound like Latin. So, I didn't know any of it. I had no background in it whatsoever, so it'd be nice to have someone explain it.
I'm waiting. I'm betting that we have a meeting sometime within the next month or so, and should be able to come up with an idea of what the game plan is going to be for classes next year. As soon as I hear something, I'll let you know.
Another question. Do you have a club that you would suggest me joining?
I'm kind of biased, so I don't really want to answer that question. What area do you live in?
Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Thinking about joining a club. My dad's starting for his technician, so, it'd be nice to be involved in the club.
Well, our club, the club that I'm a member of, which is the Greer Club, we have field day in Travelers Rest up at the YMCA. There is a club in Greenville, the Blue Ridge Club, who actually sponsors this repeater. And then the Greer Club, we meet in Greer, and they actually kind of sponsor our classes.
The field day, do you have to be like a member of the club to go to the field day?
You're asking about field day? Absolutely not. Field day is for everybody.
I'd like to do a part of that, probably join a club. There's lots to do in the amateur radio, and I'm excited to explore it.
We have the South Carolina DXA Association meets tonight, so it's a group of contesters and DXers. We meet in Greer at Mitho's Restaurant, so we're meeting tonight. So there's that club. Like I said, the Greer and the Greenville Club. There's an Aries group. There's several different clubs around. And see if I can't wake you up. Are you on QRZ?
Yes, I am.
We have a sheet that we give out to everybody when they go through testing. I will see if I can't look you up on QRZ, and if I can, I'll send you an email, and it will have all the different repeaters that are close by, that are frequently used, a lot of the contest groups, or not just contest groups, but ham radio groups all together, and there's some other contact information on there. I'll see if I can't email it to you.
I'd like to do contesting too. You tell me like a little bit more about that.
This thing is fun, but it's not for everybody. There's something for everybody in ham radio, but I enjoy it. I'm not as competitive as some of the other people in the group are, but it can be a lot of fun. There's almost a contest of some sort every week. So whether it be CW, whether it be working different states or different countries, there's pretty much a contest somewhere almost every week.
What day of the week are the contests generally held on?
Depending on the contest, it could be a host of different days. Most of the major contests are done on the weekend.
Going to Sunday, too?
Contest? Yes, sir, they do.
Yeah, I'd like to... do they have, VHF and UHF contests? And do you, bring your own equipment, or do they provide the equipment, or, what's up with that?
For most of the contests, you're using your own equipment at your own home. But yes, there's some VHF contests too. It's set up. I haven't done any VHF contesting mainly because I do not have a beam for my antenna. But a lot of people do, and a lot of people have a lot of fun with it. That's going to be something that's going to be on my list to do here soon. I want to get some antennas ready for talking to space station, doing some Earth bounce contacts, and I've got a ways to go with building some more antennas. But right now, I'm just operating off of the 80-meter Carolina Wyndham that I built a couple of years ago.
JI-4, LCI-4. Asking about VHF, UHF contests you take, and tell them that they happen four times a year, that ARRL schedules them, and one of them is prior to the big field day in June.
There's four VHF, UHF contests a year, if I'm correct?
They sure is. I know when I first got my tech license, I used to have KO4MZ. Eric Sloan out with that. You go to the ARRL website, ARRL.org, and they'll keep you apprised of all such as that on their website. But one of them's before the big field day in the same month as you.
So it is at ARRL.com, if I'm correct, KO4ULP for station ID.
4ARRL.org.
ARRL.org.
Right there. I'm sure if you're a tech, you know what it stands for, but all that you'll find out on the ARRL website.
So would you suggest becoming a member and joining ARRL? Because I got something in the mail. They were requesting me to, they wanted me to become a member.
Somebody's choice, but just didn't know about the VHF-UHF contest. All that will be on that website when it comes time for it to happen.
You have to be a member to be a part of those VHF-UHF competitions?
The ones I've been to in the past, you don't have to be. No, negative. But knowing about that, if you can get one of the bees, that'll keep you up to speed about that. And if you want to, you can get QST.
All right.
The magazine that they send out to members, and in the magazine now they've also got a digital version. But that will keep you apprised of any contest like that that's coming up. If you might not be aware or forget about, you can keep up with it through the magazine or here on the website. Go ahead, I should remember who you are. I know you work EEY, but go ahead and make a comment. I just heard him mention that about the VHF, UHF contest. There's always 4 years, usually.
I'm KO4ULP, I'm Alex Vander, and I just got my ham license.
Vander, I'll be honest with you. It's his own. You can do a whole lot of things without an ARRL membership. However, that ARRL membership helps us in Washington where they're trying to take away different parts of the bands for other means. It helps us allocate frequencies, and they do a whole lot for ham radio. And there's a whole lot of resources on their website also. And with their membership, their annual membership, they give you a choice between the QST magazine and I think the other one's called On the Air. I've always gotten the QST, and there's a lot of great stuff in there. My better half, KN4LBO, is also a member, and she gets the On the Air. And so we actually get both of them delivered to us. And both of them are great magazines. But, yeah, there's a whole lot of resources on their website that will help you out. Kilo, is this for Mike?
When I got in that thing in the mail that they wanted me to join, what really got me excited is, having a magazine. I thought that would be, fun to help keep up with the amateur radio and, like, what's going on.
Tells you got a portal. That right there with contests and all like that, you can't remember when they are or forget, that'll help remind you when they are.
That would be helpful.
They distribute a calendar, and it will have a whole bunch of different contests on it. The ARRL is real great about all of the ARRL contests, a lot of the different state contests and all, but they do not publish. Well, I haven't been on there here lately, but I know they used to not publish any of the contests except for the ARRL contest.
I'll get you a
micro. 4ULP for station ID. You got a little bit scratchy there. Couldn't quite hear what you said.
Any better?
Yeah, I was talking about the other guy that was on. You're fine. You just have a little bit of a scratchy, but you're still understandable.
I doubled there, Andy. I unkeyed just right before you did, so I'm pretty sure we doubled.
For LZI portal, I was just giving Alexander a warning. He better have that radio checked out real good. That's probably why Chad was getting rid of it. It's got an issue between the transmit and receive frequency and the VFO on that thing, and I'm just warning him, until he can get that thing repaired, he better be careful about transmitting with it, because the transmit part may end up out of the ham band. or even out of his frequency privileges. I don't want him getting in trouble, because I was kind of with Chad when he was having issues with you. And I don't want no one getting any kind of pink slip stuff because they were transmitting where they shouldn't be. I have to have that checked out.
Wrong with the HF that he gave me?
Works, but the frequency synthesizer in it, the VFO, something's not right about it. It works overall. On receive, there's no problem with it. You ain't gonna get in trouble on receive, but on transmit, you need to have that looked at. Or get a frequency counter of some kind, external one, to hook up to it. To be sure when you're transmitting where you're supposed to be and not where you shouldn't be.
On that little digital screen that it has, it tells me what the frequency is on. When he demonstrated for me, it worked fine.
I parried it, but when he first got it, it was messed up. Question him about it next time he talked to her about being somewhere transmitted where he wasn't supposed to be. He was telling some of the rest of us about it. They was taking him and he was transmitting somewhere way off of where he should have been on receive. Something about the VFO, something wasn't just quite right about it.
I asked him about it. He didn't say anything to me.
K-O-I-M was saying, I guess a couple of months ago, two or three months ago, that unless, you know, now if Chad's got it fixed since then, that's a different story. But at that time, though, K-4-O-I-M Walt was telling Chad that it might have to be, I can't remember how they call it, but where you'd have to redo the radio. Right now, I can't remember what he said, but question him about it and ask him if, since then, if he got that repaired, because if he hasn't, you could get you in trouble if you are transmitting in the wrong place and don't know it.
I'm catch him on air. I'll try to remember to ask him about that.
You all live, because he comes, you know, the Tuesday night thing that we have about questions and answers. He was asking all of us and Walt about it, and Walt was saying that it might have to be, oh, I wish I could remember the exact words he put it in, but some part of it might have to be somehow reconditioned. The impression I got it was the transmit part of the VFO in it.
Well, I won't transmit on it until I can talk to Chad about that. I hope it, you know, he didn't mention anything. I think he said it, I never mentioned anything about it not working right. I think he said it worked fine, but I'll have to check with him to make sure.
Well, I went to transmit and end up transmitting somewhere where I shouldn't and get in trouble over that because he almost got into that kind of situation with it himself. So, you know, he may have got it prepared between that time and the time he gave it to you, but I would question that to be sure because he almost got in hot water over that.
I definitely check with him because, I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC.
Well, that's part of why he gave it to you. You know, it's got some issues in it, and he's got more work for equipment he does. But just check with you. Hopefully he's got it prepared. Otherwise, you're going to have to get a frequency counter, external frequency counter, to hook up to that to make sure that when you're transmitting, you're where you ought to be. And the other station, go ahead. KI4LZI4.
Hi, I would ask him next time you talk to him, Alexander, and just like Andy was saying, I'll probably put a frequency counter on it anyway, just to make sure, but that's not a whole lot to worry about.
I don't think he'd give it to me if it wasn't working and I could get in trouble with it, but I don't know. I'll ask him.
Well, another ham over here at Pickens had it for, I don't know how long. He just gave it to Chad. And Chad, like I say, played around with it for 2 or 3 months. And he was telling us one Tuesday night, he about got in trouble about that. That on transmit, it wasn't right. And Walt told him he might have to put a frequency counter on it to make sure the transmit is exactly what it's supposed to be.
Say another ham radio operator gave it to them. He never mentioned about anything of it having trouble, so I'll double check. You know, I said I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC. I hope it's working right because I'm really excited to get involved in HF.
Somebody fixed between then and now, but he was at that time having problems with it. And Walt was telling me he'd have to overhaul that radio, and Walt couldn't take another radio in right now to overhaul because he's got all kinds of Hammonds and helicopters over there. He's waiting on parts for them now that he hadn't got yet to overhaul.
Is something wrong with it? Who'd you suggest contacting to fix it, or just trying to buy a new one?
Something out of portable. Well, as far as anybody fixed it, I really don't know. The one that he was talking to about is capable, I think, of it, but he's overwhelmed, and when it comes to such matters as that, it's all a matter of your bank account, so to speak, and what you like and what you don't like.
Could probably take care of that for you. Matter of fact, next time I talk to him, I'll try to bring it up and ask him.
Catch who you said could fix the problem?
It's Vlad, Victor Lima, Alpha Delta, and I can't remember Vlad's call sign right now. That's horrible, but it slips me right now, but I'll ask him about it.
Well, maybe let me first, I don't know, maybe, yeah, I just check with Chad, I don't know, call him, see if there's actually anything wrong with it, if he fixed it or not, because, you know, as I said, I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC.
LP, KO4LZI, and I didn't catch the other station, this is K4OIM Walt. Alexander, the radio was transmit. He was listening like at 7.000 is where he was listening. And when he started transmit, he was about somewhere between 5 and 10 kc's below where he was receiving. It needs an alignment done to it, and it don't cost that much to get one aligned because it's all it is, you got to tune some coils in there. You got to have a signal generator to do that, and then a frequency counter. Well, they make them that you just set a little old bitty thing, no bigger than a pack of cigarettes, that you can sit down there and pull a little antenna up. And you can turn your radio on and see where you're receiving, and you key the mic, and then the freak counter will go to where it's receiving the signal that you're transmitting. And you could do that and get them, tune them coils in there, but you got to have some special tools to do it. The non-metallic, like Allen wrenches go down in there. but you got to have a signal tracer and a signal generator to do it, but you need somebody that really knows what they're doing. K4OIM.
Well, so you know if he got the radio fixed, and if he didn't, do you have the right tools to do it?
Tools, but it's like Andy said, I'm waiting on parts for 5 different radios I got tore apart, and then I got 2 more radios sitting here that hadn't even touched them. I just think I got room to do nothing else. I even built another workbench here in my shack, and I thought it'd give me more room, but it is full of stuff now. There's a guy up in Asheville that would do it. It shouldn't take, I think he gets about $50 an hour for doing it. But that is a doggone good radio. I had the Omni D, and I had it, and the guy really wanted it, and I hated to get rid of it, but I sold it. But that's a good radio, Alexander. K4OIM for ID.
KI4LZI4.
KJ4UHX.
AM. Portable.
4ULP.
Talking about Vlad up in Asheville.
I don't believe that's his name. I've got it on my computer here somewhere. Give me a moment to find it, but I don't believe that's his name, because he, I believe he's either a German or a Russian.
Yeah, that's Vlad. That's his name. I know exactly who you're talking about. That's who I was telling him I would bring it up to and see if he could look at it.
4AM, KJ4UHX. Hey, stranger, how's it going?
I am getting ready to destinate at the house, finally. I have been talking Alexander's ear off all the way up the road.
Tom, do you remember who this is?
It's been a long time. You been doing all right?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Just in there, I'm sorry to interrupt y'all's conversation, but I just heard you for a minute and wanted to say hello. It's been too long.
I have to get where I can get to and try to get you on the phone. Be good to catch up.
I usually stay on Mount Mitchell, so if you want to give me a holler one day over there, just feel free. Tom, take care, and I'm sorry to interrupt, guys, but I appreciate the break, and talk to y'all later. KJ4UHX. Jamie in Chesney.
So, you guys, I'm going to sign off here in 73, so it was nice talking with you. KO4ULP, clear.
73, Alexander, and I am destinating myself, so I'm going to step away. Walt, you have a good one. Thank you for coming in and assisting Alexander out there. Kilo Zulu 4, Mike.